The intense scrutiny of Metro Nashville Public Schools has taken another turn. Earlier this year, the district claimed victory when an audit found most allegations about its spending were unsubstantiated. But WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports the findings have been clarified in a revised report.
1 month later, the auditor now clearly says school district leaders made mistakes. They failed to use a competitive process in picking some vendors and paid more money to two companies than their contracts allowed, among other problems. All told, instead of two critical findings, the auditor now notes nine.
That is a lot of policies not being followed, and the school board and senior management, I trust, will take it seriously and get that buttoned up.
That's Councilman Bob Mendez, who pushed the auditor to clarify the initial work. He argued the old report repeatedly used the word unsubstantiated, even when there was evidence. This left Metro School's supporters and detractors arguing over their interpretations of the audit. So now it's clarified. Schools Director Sean Joseph and his top staff were not found to have intentionally circumvented the rules, nor committed fraud, but they did break policies. For WPLN News, I'm Tony Gonzalez.